Online marketing and communications. Marketing know-how for your business.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the show. This week I'm going to be talking about a quote. A whole bunch of years ago, I wrote slash said something along the lines of content marketing is a commitment, not a campaign. To be honest, I cannot remember the context in which I wrote that, but it has become associated with my name on a weekly basis. It's been tweeted. Well, every week I see four or five retweets or tweets or marketers who've seized upon that quote and added it to a picture and tweeted it out there, always with accreditation. That's great. I really appreciate it. But for some reason, people use that quote again and again and again. It's been mentioned at conferences. People have come up to me and said, oh yeah, you're the guy with the content marketing is a commitment, not a campaign. I don't really understand why it caught on. I think it's a great line. I've no idea why I said it. I do believe it. In fact, I think we even have it on the Moondog website these days because I just kept seeing it everywhere. It was something that I'd said that struck, and quite probably it will be my epitaph. I hope not. But I just thought I'd talk through that this week. Not the nature of the quote or where it comes from, but what it actually means to me. So this week's show is about how content marketing is a commitment and not a campaign. Let's get on to that. Although Digby under my desk here is scratching away. It's funny, the three woofs have been fast asleep for the last 2 hours while I've been doing things. And now just as I put the mic on, they decide to wander around, have a slurp of the water bowl and scratch. Anyway, hopefully the gate on my mic preamp will shut that out, or I'll try and do something in post. Content marketing is a commitment, not a campaign. Well, let's define content marketing. One, content marketing, creative content that you create and put out there online, whether it's photographs, blog posts, white papers, podcasts, you name it, anything that's creative with a goal of building, of tying into your whole marketing, of generating you ultimately more business. Your content marketing can be part of growing your brand. It can be part of getting you to perform better in search engines, but it's all related to that end goal of marketing your business. It's about business growth, about sales, about branding, all that. Content for me really came along with blogging, the early days of blogging. I've always been a diarist ever since from my young teenage years. I wrote diaries, daily diaries for years and years and years until I finally snapped. Some of them were online. Most of them were in notebooks. But this creative act of putting things out there about answering problems, about taking photographs, about writing and thinking through things, sharing ideas, becoming a podcaster, putting videos out there, this whole thing of content, it really began to take off in the, I suppose, early to mid 2000s. Now it has become a mantra of so many marketing agencies out there. It's almost a religion. There are products like HubSpot, which we've used. We are not current HubSpot users. We've used it for clients, but HubSpot is very much associated with, you know, the whole religion of marketing, of this mantra of content creation as the means to get results. Now, I do believe that content creation is an absolutely fundamental part of marketing as of 2015 going onwards, but I don't discard other forms of marketing. I don't discard events, because events can be part of marketing. I don't discard interruptive television ads. Some of the best bits of marketing that I can remember this week have been from TV commercials or commercials that I've seen on YouTube. So I'm not discarding those at all. But content marketing, creation of creative content as part of your online digital marketing campaign, whichever part it plugs into. And that kind of content that's non-interruptive, it doesn't just jump out at you from nowhere like TV adverts interrupting your experience of something else. I mean, content is something that people choose to engage with. So that's the first bit. And now that we've got a definition, I'm going to talk through the commitment part. Now, the commitment part for me goes beyond a campaign, because a campaign is a time-limited series of activities that come to a close. For me, it's a commitment because although these are the same things that make up a campaign, strategy, key performance indicators, implementation, the act of analysis, although these go into a campaign, for me, content marketing is the recycling of these key stages. Strategy. There is no point in setting out to be a content marketer or to do content marketing unless you define what your strategy is going to be. You've got to have a strategic approach, because one kind of content might not fit with one kind of audience. You might jump and put all your investment into blogging when really your target audience are going to be in places where video streaming is. So part of the commitment to content marketing is going out there and researching. And once you've identified the brand personas that you're going to be targeting with your marketing, the brand archetypes, your target audience, don't want to get drowning in jargon here. But once you've got your target audience, you need to identify the kind of material that will strike a chord with them. And that in itself is a commitment. It's not going to be something you whip out on a wet and windy Wednesday afternoon. It can take time to think through your audience, to learn about them, to learn every aspect of who they are, what they do, where they are online, what their needs are, what the problems that they go online to solve are, what the potential is for them to engage with your product, to even want your product. So before you start creating the content, you have to have the commitment to do the work, to identify the strategy that you're going to use with your content marketing. It's a drawn out process. Small businesses, particularly solo entrepreneurs, if they come to us and they've got very, very limited budgets, very tight budgets, this is where panic sets in. Can set in for big organizations too, if they're really looking to drive new income streams very, very quickly, to see results very, very quickly. This is because content marketing takes time. In my experience over 15 years of working online, it is not just a case of bashing a few bits of content together, putting it out there and seeing the money, the leads, the product sales, the sales inquiries, the requests to tender. It's not about putting a couple of pieces of content out there and it all flood in. Yes, it does happen. But the majority of the time is hard work. It's hard work nowadays to even get your content seen. Go check Mark Schaefer's piece on the content shock. There's so much content out there that your content can drown. So part of your strategy, that commitment, is to work out how you're going to get seen in the first place. Once you've got the strategic thinking done, once you've worked out what kind of content you're going to be creating, how that content is going to connect with your audience, whether it's going to be short form content, if it's going to be humor, if it's going to be video, you know, I can go on and on. Once you've worked out those things, before you go away and start creating them in a burst of creativity, hey, now I get to get the podcast equipment out there and put it out there. Before you even start doing that, you need to have identified your key performance indicators. Because otherwise, how will you know if you are succeeding? Let's say you've decided that your content marketing is going to be a podcast. You want to get into cell phones because you figure that the people that you want to sell to they're always on their phone, like most people, but their mobile phone, is smartphone, is something they have with them all the time, and that you see that it could be a great way of building a relationship with them, listening to people, having them in your earbuds all the time, every once a week, whenever the show comes out, can be a phenomenal way of building a relationship, of building contacts with people. So you decide that you're going to be doing a podcast. You're going to build relationships that way. That podcast is going to be a weekly podcast because you realize that your target audience, that's right for them, a weekly podcast. It's going to be a 20-minute podcast because you figure then they're so busy, they don't have the time or the inclination to listen to an hour-long podcast. So your podcast is going to be 20 minutes. They're going to be interviews. And they're going to be solo shows, a variation of both. Because sometimes you feel that you want to get your business's voice across. Other times you want to show the way that you engage or your thought process or your knowledge by talking to other people. And if you like, curating information to your audience. Doesn't matter what industry you're in, you may be using this approach. But once you've thought all this through, when it comes to key performance indicators, you could say, right, before I get started, my key performance indicators could be the number of weekly downloads. It could be the number of weekly downloads within the US. You're not interested in selling to people in China or France or Sweden. You could even go more local than that. You could say my key performance indicators are the number of downloads within the state of Oregon. You could then tie that in and say, well, I'm going to be on the Stitcher platform as well as iTunes, and I want to measure how much people are actually listening to me because my strategy is engagement and connection. So you promote subscribing, following your podcast on Stitcher more than anything else, because that for you is really important, and that Stitcher gives you access to the information. You could build in other key performance indicators into that campaign. You could say, well, I'm now introducing a newsletter and I want to have people that I only tell people who listen to the podcast about the newsletter, nowhere else. I direct them to a sign-up page. Go along to my website at website.com/sign-up. You only ever mention that on the podcast, nothing else on your website. And you're measuring the key performance indicators of people who are from your state, who listen to your show, and who go along and download, sign up for your email newsletter. When you've decided on the right kind of key performance indicators, then you can launch. And you will have noticed that what I've talked through hitherto, thinking about content marketing, researching, thinking through your strategy, identifying your key performance indicators. These are not things that you do in a couple of hours on an afternoon. It takes time to really work through these things and research them. But when you've done through that, now's the time to get creative. You can implement, you can write your blog posts, you can go make your videos, or in this case, you can make your podcast, you can launch your podcast. That might take time. You might need to work a bit with sound quality or learn to understand your gear or whatever. But that's the time to start creating your content, put it out. And away you go. The content's flowing and you're waiting for a response. You're looking to see how you're doing. And of course, the first reaction is we want to know how we're doing immediately. We rush to our analytics programs, whether it's Google Analytics or looking at Stitcher data or Facebook Twitter likes or whatever. It doesn't matter what you're looking at to measure, the tool that you're looking to measure to see your key performance indicators, but off we rush. And of course, you want to make decisions based on that as quickly as possible. It's like that wonderful, beautiful person that you want to date and you've tried a couple of things and never got there. So you think, I've got to try this strategy. Well, maybe you need to step back and let the information accumulate a bit before so you make a considered move. And that's the case with content marketing. And this is why it's a commitment. You've got to be in it for the long haul. You need to take time before you make any changes based on the data that you gather. The more traffic, the more listeners, the more followers you've got, it's more likely that you'll get an indication of how your performance indicators are doing because you've got bigger numbers. Small businesses struggle with digital marketing, struggle with their own sense of frustration because they want to rush to make changes. Oh, we've only got 100 followers this week. You know, we changed to a blue button instead of a red button last week, and it's only done that. It's only a 1% incremental change. We should try yellow. Slow down, breathe, keep creating that content. Improve your sound quality, be a better writer. Take a bit of time to actually let the data gather. Then you can start to analyze it. I can't give you an absolute figure for what the right amount is. It's something that I've learned and that the guys working at Moondog have learned over a period of time. We understand a business, you start to see the traffic a business gathers, you watch the trends, you have a bit of ice in your stomach to hold your nerve as that data gathers. And then you can start to say, okay, this is a long-term trend. And when does a long-term trend? Is it a week, a month, a year? It's something that you feel, you start to see with a business. I would typically say a month, at least a month. Or it can be the numbers, at least 1,000 action interactions with your content. And now is the exciting bit. Now is the content marketing is a commitment. It's not a campaign. Because based on the data that you've got, you reanalyze, you go back to your strategy, the strategy that you are implementing to reach your target audience, the strategy that you're using in your content creation or the promotion that you're doing with your content, the way that you're engaging. You go back and look at every aspect of what you're doing. You reevaluate, you think through. Maybe you change the key performance indicators, or maybe you realize that key performance indicators 1, 2, and 3 are really strong, but number 4 there that you were looking at doesn't really matter. You know, for example, maybe you've realized that all that business that you thought would come from Oregon is coming from around the world. And hey, who cares about Oregon anymore? If you've got business and it's growing and you're feeling good, you can drop that indicator. But being, and I absolutely hate this word, but I'm going to use it, mindful. Being mindful, aware, thinking through is a fundamental part of being a content marketer. And so you go through the whole process, strategy, look at the KPIs, then implement, analyze again, rinse and repeat. And of course, businesses that succeed keep the content going, they keep thinking about their strategy, and this is a long-term process. This is marketing. I truly believe this is marketing in the 21st century. Yes, you can throw in short campaigns with maybe some Google AdWords. Maybe you run a bunch of promotion on Twitter, a bit of pay-per-click advertising here, there, or everywhere. Those, for me, are the campaigns. But the value in content marketing, in finding the right kind of people that engage with your content and that in turn brings them to your business, it's a really powerful way, particularly in B2B, in building your business, because you build longer, sustainable relationships. So there you go. That's what content marketing is a commitment, not a campaign, means to me. And no doubt I'll see it a couple of times this week as it comes through. It came out three times today, Saturday. I saw someone had taken an image, added content marketing is a commitment, not a campaign, put my name in the tweet and put it out, and it had gone out by 3 or 4 people. If you want to talk content marketing with me, if you fancy having a chat, call on Skype, you want to talk through how content marketing could be right for your business or how you could improve your content marketing, feel free to reach out to me. You can get a hold of me very easily at moondogmarketing.com/contact, or just touch base with me on either LinkedIn, where I'm John Buskell, or Twitter, and I'll get back to you. We'd love to have a chat about content marketing and how we at Moondog could possibly help you take your business and really give it a kick into the stratosphere. All right, that's it for this week. If you enjoy the show, do give us a tweet out in the Twitterverse or share a link on any of those other social ghost towns. Oh, ghost towns? Am I talking about Google Plus? No, but you know what I mean. Always appreciate any link love that you can put this way. It's always a good way of helping us find new listeners. Love that. Well, thanks very much for listening from me and the Woofs, who are back to snoring away here. No more scratching. And I'll be back with another episode from increasingly cold and frosty and no doubt soon to be snowy Stockholm, Sweden. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Online marketing and communications. Marketing know-how for your business.
As always, recorded in the Doghouse studio. For more, visit moondogmarketing.com.